Welcome into Locked On Bills Draft Week. It is draft week, 2 days out, Jason, 2 days out. I'm Kevin Masseri here with my co-host Jason Shannon here on Mock Draft 2.0. Really going to follow the same template as last time, or 2 weeks ago, actually, we did our Mock 1.0. Don't have any of those results up to today. We don't know what we're doing. We're actually switching odds and evens. And I'm going to start this thing off. Mock Draft 2.0 once again. Kevin Masseri, how you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing great. I cannot imagine being more excited for the draft. We're almost there.
Yeah, for sure. And we're, lots of content here. We're going to do a Thursday show, live reactions. Tomorrow I'm going to have on Nick Wotan from the Bills Wire, actually. And then as well as Spencer German from Rocher Sports Network. You can catch us live Friday from Batavia Downs for the live show. We'll be aired on TV and Facebook. You can also catch my show yesterday with Louis DiBiase from 91.3 FM in Buffalo. I went on there and kind of spoke a lot about the draft, what's going to happen for about 20, 25 minutes. So check that out over there. I've retweeted that throughout the day. Jason, let's get into this thing here today. Cleveland is now on the clock here for Locked On Bills, Mock 2.0, final edition 2.0. So that would be me, because Jason and I are actually switching this time around. I actually get Cleveland this time. So I actually do think that they take Sam Darnold, Jason. I think he's the best player available. I think he's the best player on the board. He's the guy I would take if I was there at one, the guy the Bills should take if they were there at one. I do think there's some potential of Allen or some late Mayfield rumblings, but I think they finally hunker down and then put Darnold there.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the rumor for a long, long time, and sometimes it's hard with this class, with a lot of guys being really close, sort of trying to figure out who really is the number one guy. But I think you can't go wrong with Darnold, and I do think that's probably how they're going to go at this point.
Okay.
So next up are the New York Giants. For some reason, they will not be taking a quarterback. I'm not
especially
sure why.
Darnold off the board too, right?
Yeah, but I think they're taking Saquon Barkley. I don't think it's a smokescreen. You see him wearing the Giants stuff. Okay. And Gettleman wants a star, and I think that that's probably the surest way of getting a star is taking Barkley.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think that is where they're leaning to with them. Gettleman's taking running back, and he puts precedent on it in first round. So I think it's a good move. I think he's a generational talent. Getting into the Jets. Unfortunately, they're going to take my personal QB1 in Baker Mayfield here. I think it's just pretty lock solid. I don't think there's any, I don't even know if there's any decision there for them. I think that's been their guy. I think that's a guy that they take. Jason, you agree?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most likely. Right. I don't think it's like a sure thing. I could see Rosen going there or even Allen, but I would say the most likely is Mayfield as far as I'm concerned. So Cleveland's up next. They could go in a lot of different directions. They just got their quarterback. I'm thinking that they're going to take Bradley Chubb, put somebody on the other side of Myles Garrett, and really just have a dominating front seven. And I think that's a good way to do it is with Chubb.
Okay. Yeah, I think that outside of something goofy going on in the first three, maybe Barkley being there, I think that's the likely thing there. I really do think that's the way that they're going to go. So I think that's a good pick. Getting into Denver, Denver's an interesting team because I don't know that they keep this pick, Jason. So I'm going to make the pick, obviously, like they do here for Mock 2.0. Once again, Denver's on the clock. And I just think they have to take, in our draft board, the best player here on the board, and Quentin Nelson to kind of help, block. They've had some problems there. So I think Quentin Nelson's the guy that they put on if they keep the selection, I think they select Nelson, especially with the two quarterbacks off the board that I think that they would like. Josh Allen's another possibility here, Jason. But if they, I don't know if they keep the selection, especially the way the board looks, but I'm going with Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, it certainly looks like they're probably the most likely for a trade out at this point, but we're not doing trades. They kept the pick. I think quarterback's certainly on the table there, but I think Quentin Nelson's is a good pick for them and definitely sort of a likely choice. Next, we have Indianapolis up at six after their trade back with the Jets. And I am you know, that makes it tougher because I think that Chubb is definitely an option that they would want. I think that Nelson is definitely an option they would want.
Yeah, if that happens that way, they might be the trade out candidate.
Oh yeah, certainly. I think they would want even more picks after they, took a few from the Jets. But their needs don't exactly line up with what's left. But I think that Roquan Smith's a huge talent, and I think that they could surprise there because I think that this is probably like the worst possible scenario as far as who would be left at six. But I do think they would take the best player on the board and go with Roquan Smith. I think that Tremaine Edmonds is another. Okay. There's another choice that could be there, but
yeah, I think Roquan's the best player with Nelson. I think the guy that they're targeting, Chubb, if he fell, you can go Saquon if he falls. This is not a good scenario for the Colts. They might even be calling the Bills at this point, Jason. Mm-hmm. That might be a good point that the Bills would consider trading out with Indy, saying, "Hey, you know, we don't really like this. We won't take too much from you. Maybe one and a two. I don't know, but that's kind of the positioning right now. Trade alert is where Denver taking Nelson, I think that would put Indy in a spot where they may trade. But that puts Tampa on the board in the Lockdown Bills mock 2.0. I think that they're a team in great shape. They're not trading this. They like two of those defensive back, or really three, I guess. Three defensive backs that I think they could go any of the three, Jason.
For sure.
Especially with the way that this board fell. All the other players are pretty much gone. They would entertain other stuff here, but I personally like Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think he's a little bit better. I think Derwin James has a lot of the talent, the physicality, but I think that they do go Minkah Fitzpatrick ahead of him still, in my opinion. But Derwin James, it's 50-50.
Yeah, Derwin's definitely been mocked maybe ahead of Minkah, you know, later on as the draft process keeps going. But I do think that teams still really like Fitzpatrick's sort of versatility and, you know, maybe be able to bounce out the corner at times, play inside. I think that's a good pick for Tampa. Going next to Chicago, they're more in need of a cornerback than they are a safety. They have a pretty good pair of safeties at this point of young guys. But I think Chicago's going to take Denzel Ward. He's not my favorite player in the draft, but I do think he's pretty consensus. CB1 in this draft, and it's a need for Chicago, so okay. I'm going to give them to him.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. They're happy. They're another team that will look at these DBs. Denzel's there. I think them in Tampa, if the board falls this way, they wouldn't be teams that, you know, randomly, just because they don't need a quarterback, but they wouldn't be teams that you wouldn't make the trade with. I don't think they'd be interested off the board looking like this, although Indy would be. So I don't think you could trade into 7 or 8 here with this board, but 9, San Fran. They're probably looking at Roquan Minkah as well. They're definitely a Derwin James candidate here for me. So with the way that the board is, I think that they actually go Tremaine Edmonds. I think that that could be another really versatile outside linebacker that could further shore up that defense, Jason.
Yeah, and Oakland at 10 is very unhappy about that because that certainly would be the pick for them.
I think he's just Tremaine. I'm just never been so sure Tremaine at the lowest goes to 10 at Oakland.
Yeah, just being having that sort of athleticism and that size, it's just like it's going to happen. He's going to go top 10.
Yeah, so the Bills aren't going to get a shot at him, in my opinion.
Yeah. 10 is Oakland, and they don't like how things have fallen. Some people think that maybe they would avoid safety because they've put a couple picks into safety lately with Carl Joseph and Obi Melifonwu last year, but they really haven't gotten the production that they wanted out of those guys. I'm trying to think if there's another way to go here. I mean, I think he's by far the best non-quarterback on the board. I'm going to take a shot here. They have a little bit of a cornerback need, and I think that that could be a team that could use a guy like Josh Jackson. This is probably about the highest that he could go, but I think his real talent caught a bunch of interceptions, and I think that with his size and his athleticism, Oakland could really fall in love with him.
Yeah, I could see that. I still see him as cornerback too, but I just wouldn't be shocked if even who did we have a cornerback? Chicago sat there and said, "I like him a little bit more." I don't know. I don't think it's that far fetched.
No, and especially just the size difference between the two guys. I think there is a real question as far as Denzel Ward being able to cover guys like Julio Jones and AJ Greens and your bigger guys. While Josh Jackson's just not going to have that problem.
I'm going with Miami now. I've just heard this rumblings. I don't know how this board will fall for them. I don't think they're super happy with it. They have a couple of two defensive tackle prospects that I think that they really are eyeing. But I've seen I've been following camp out of Miami. Just I'm curious. And I actually have a lot of Miami accounts from Lockdown Dolphins. He's been tweeting about Vita Vea. I think he's their pick. I don't know how this board's going to fall, but I think he is the most likely guy to go at Miami at this pick 11, Jason. I don't know if the two quarterbacks being on the board and Derwin James would change that. It's tough for me because I really personally believe Miami takes Vita Vea. I can't say in a situation with the two quarterbacks and Derwin James kind of mucked it up for me, but I think the pick's Vita Vea.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to whether it's going to be the quarterback or whether it's going to be a non-quarterback. But I do think if they don't go quarterback, I do think that Vita Vea is a definite possibility. Which brings us to 12 in the Bills. We had quarterbacks on the board.
Are they entertaining Derwin James here?
No, they're not.
So you get to select between. I mean, I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, we got Josh Rosen and Josh Allen. Oh, man. I can't take anything else.
Okay.
We're taking Josh Rosen.
Did he fall in the first 1.0? I don't even remember.
He was the only quarterback to fall. What is it to tell you? In the first
I think
one.
It's more likely than you think that at least one of these two guys are there.
If you had to make me like pick who's going to be the fourth quarterback, I would feel fairly confident in it being Josh Rosen at this point. I don't know about falling to 12, but I do think now there's a possibility that he could fall into like a gettable range.
Now, this is real theory too. I just fall with statistics, Jason. I don't think that four quarterbacks would ever be selected this high. There's some fake rumblings that four could go in the top five. That would take two trade ups, in my opinion.
Definitely.
I don't see it. I think with the quality of skill that we saw here, look at Tampa and Chicago. I mean, they were on the board with these quality players. Indy's the only team that may have been looking. And that's only because Denver, quite frankly, took their pick. Pushing quarterbacks on the board, but San Fran's like in their spot with a ton of talent. Oakland, I guess, took a minor reach. They might be entertaining with Buffalo, Arizona. They're at 10. I think Miami loved the talent on the board. Buffalo obviously loved the talent on the board. And Washington, some rumblings out of Washington, Jason. I think it's real. They like Daron Payne. I think that's where they go. I think that they need another, run clogging type of guy. And I just been following some Washington stuff, and Daron Payne's the hot buzz there.
Yeah, he's an interesting player because he really didn't do it for a long period of time. He definitely put forward his best work in the playoffs, in the college playoffs. And we'll see. We'll see which guy they get. But at his best, he's definitely a difference maker and would be a good pick for Washington.
Right. And I think Green Bay's pretty happy.
Green Bay could go a lot of different directions. They actually have more needs than one might think. I don't know. Why did you have a player in mind that you thought Green Bay would be happy with?
I don't think they see Derwin James fall any further.
No, I can't imagine him going lower.
I mean,
it's even
Jair Alexander. I mean, I think they need DBs.
They need DBs for sure. I'm going to take Derwin James because, yeah, that's just unexpected as far as
I think it's a good pick.
His fall there.
Him or Fitzpatrick fall, one or the other, I mean, they're going to gobble him up. I think that's what they want out there. I'm pretty sure they want one of those two guys to kind of come in and, quite frankly, be a different version of Mecah Hyde, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I think that they're going to fill that up with a really talented Derwin James, and his fall finally ends. Arizona's pretty happy, too. They're sitting there needing a quarterback. Josh Allen's going to go here, Jason. Josh Allen's finally off the board. Neither Bills or Arizona had a trade up for potentially their guy. There's been some rumblings out of Arizona again today with these rumblings, but that if they traded up, it would be for Josh Allen. Do you believe that?
I mean, yeah, possibly. We're going to have to see how much ammo it would take and where they'd have to go. I mean, moving up from 15 to, somewhere between 4 and 7 is going to be pretty costly. But
how nervous would you be? Oakland's on the clock. They're looking at Josh Jackson. Might be able to get him here, Jason, if they switch with Arizona. And all of a sudden, Arizona pops up in Oakland's spot right there in front of Buffalo.
I'd be hoping that they take Josh Allen.
Right. I mean, you have a 10-minute of hoping that they do it that way. But they'd definitely be hopping Miami and Buffalo, in my opinion. I think that that's a prime spot for Arizona to be looking. So Josh Allen's I believe. A really good pick for them at that spot.
Yeah, now we're out to Baltimore at 16. I think we're going to probably pivot away from receiver just due to the signings they've made. But I think a guy that just seems like a Baltimore guy is Rashawn Evans, the linebacker from Alabama. I think this is probably about the start as far as where he can go. He's just a big thumper. He's a good athlete. Just the kind of guy that you're used to seeing in Baltimore play linebacker.
Okay. Fine with it. He's a good player. One that I would love the Bills to entertain at 22 if they keep that pick. The Chargers are up. And they're a team that is fairly solid across the board. I think that they could use an upgrade at a few positions on the defense, even though that defense was rock solid. They were INDT. I know they're doing some work in Taven Bryan, but I do believe that they don't go the route of D-line, and I think that they're going to go with Vander Esch here. I think that they need another linebacker to help out that front seven. I think it's pretty sure a front seven pick, but I'm going to go with Vander Esch here at this slot.
Yeah, I mean, you don't normally see four linebackers go on the top 17, but this is a pretty good group of guys.
Yeah, good group of guys for linebacker and quarterback, huh?
Yeah, so I'm going to go against Seattle's brand. They just have to draft an offensive lineman eventually with, like, any sort of real, like, blocking ability. I'm going to give Mike McGlinchey. They need to help Russell Wilson out, and they can't just keep drafting fifth-round, you know, spark guys. Eventually, they got to just help the guy out. So I'm going to give him McGlinchey at 18.
Yeah, McGlinchey's a really good pick there. I think that there's chance for him to go anywhere, really, in the from Miami on down.
Yeah.
Including Buffalo. So, okay, we won't even go down that for right now. So going into 19, Dallas, you know, I think that there's a pretty easy choice for them here at this slot, just letting Dez Bryant go. I think that they're going to take receiver and Calvin Ridley here.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's probably the pick I would make as well. Even before the Bryant move, I thought receiver was definitely a possibility there. I still think that Calvin Ridley would be the first receiver off the board, even though there's been some rumblings about other guys. You know, people have different rankings, but I think Ridley's the most likely to go at that point.
Okay.
20 is Detroit. I'm giving him a running back. I think Darius Geis is going to go here. I think there's been a lot of smoke. And I'm just not going to ignore it. And mm-hmm. I'm going to pick Geis there at 20 for Detroit. Okay. I think they really could use, a better player than Abdullah or some of the other guys they've had at that position the last couple of years.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's a prime Geis spot. Cincinnati on the clock. I think they're pretty happy with the offensive line choices. Not many have gone to this point beside McGlinchey, really, right? And obviously Nelson.
Yep.
So they're pretty happy with being able to have their pick of the litter here, and you know they're happy they traded down because they're going to target a guy that they probably would have anyways. But I think that they've always personally liked Isaiah Wynn here. It's a versatile player who can play a couple of different positions, and I think that they do select his versatility over maybe a Will Hernandez, a pure guard.
Yeah, I like that. I think Wynn's a better player too, and really just a really rock solid offensive lineman, a little shorter than people want. It's just why he's getting kicked inside into guard, but I think he's a really good player. 22, Buffalo Bills. I see a player that I think is too talented to not take at this point, but I also think that and he's a non-cornerback, but I do think cornerback is a real possibility, just as far as getting it out.
Sitting there.
You have an outside or an inside guy, really, we could use.
Not a bad spot for Buffalo at this point.
No, and I think a lot of the talent that if they kept this pick at 22, there's a lot of guys there that they like.
I think I know you're going.
I like Harold Landry too much.
Yeah, I knew it.
And
they brought him in right last minute too.
Yeah, and they brought him in, and I think he's too – like, I think there's a possibility that he could be there at 22, but I think he's too talented to be there at 22. I think he is the best pass rusher in this draft by a reasonable margin, just in terms of –
Davenport has him blocked. Just some teams love Marcus Davenport that could also help Landry fall.
Yeah, he's got that raw potential. I do think Davenport will go somewhere in the first round. It only takes one, you know, one team to love a guy, but I think Landry's a lot better than him. It just as a football player right now.
Where
I think
does he's Landry better than play Chubb in this 4-3?
He's going to play defensive end. He's going to get after the quarterback, and we're going to sort of figure it out later. I mean, if we did that, I wouldn't be surprised to see a guy like Lawson go, really.
Okay.
Or Hughes or whoever, but I just think he's too talented.
Fair enough. I think that they as well like Harold Landry. With the two cornerbacks on the board for them, though, that's interesting to pass with two guys that they could definitely fill with Alexander and Hughes.
Yeah, it hurt, but you know, there's also going to be guys available in the second round where I definitely think we would make that move.
Right. New England's on the clock with a lot of good talent still. I mean, they could go a multitude of ways. I mean, really, they're going to tell you they're going to take the best player available. So I don't think they really care who's on their depth chart ever. Nope. The guy could be gone post-draft, post-middle of the round. I really don't think that they care. So they're going to always take the best player available. And I don't think they love their O-line, Jason. I think they have to address it before these players really start to fly as Cincinnati started to pick through it. But I think they have to go tackle. And I just think the Colton Miller talks where he's a project. He's like a mold. You got to mold them. He's kind of like the Josh Allen of tackles.
Yeah, and he's also – people have made the comp to him being very, very similar to Nate Solder, who would be – the right guy he'd be effectively replacing
he's
in that situation.
Right, maybe they can wait. I don't know. Maybe they can wait till their last pick, 31st overall, I mean. I think you have to be careful of teams in this range, you know, including Jacksonville, including Pittsburgh, that, you know, maybe going offensive line.
Yeah, everybody needs linemen, and he would be, you know, one of the first to come off the board at this point.
But with Will Hernandez so kind of on the clock, I think he's very possible here too.
Yes, for sure. Just seems like a New England guy.
So.
Carolina's next at 24. They need a bunch of stuff, but one thing that they definitely need is a cornerback. And I am going to, you know, I would have to say it's between Jaire Alexander and Mike Hughes at this point. I would take Alexander. I'm going to take Alexander at 24 for Carolina because I think he is the more likely of the two to be a outside corner starter type. I think Mike Hughes might be an outside guy. He might be an inside guy, but you know, he could still be effective at both, but I do think that Jaire Alexander is the kind of guy, even despite his height, that could cover number one receivers.
I agree. That's a good pick for them that they didn't think he'd be there personally. So then you got Tennessee, who definitely needs pass rush. The way that you're taking Landry for the Bills, you know, they're kind of upset about that. Van Der Esch is gone. You know, there's really one guy I can see them taking here at this spot, and I'm going to go Marcus Davenport. They need to get a pass rush going. I think he's the last guy that can be taken in this range. I've heard a little bit about Hubbard, but I think Davenport would go here to Tennessee.
Yeah, and you know, it's just Davenport's athleticism and his size that's going to get him put here because he's
not a terrible spot.
Three times the athlete that Hubbard is. I think Hubbard's the better football player, but yeah, I think this is about the range where I'd start to accept Davenport being taken because he is a raw player.
Yeah.
26 is Atlanta. This I've just heard this 1,000 times, and I just have to put him here. Taven Bryan, for some reason, keeps going to Atlanta at mock drafts, and I think that there's something there about it. I'm not the biggest fan of him. I think he gets the J.J. Watt comparisons, which is just like there's only one J.J. Watt. And I think people really fall in love with the idea of, you know, getting a J.J. Watt. But I do think he's a good player with a good motor and plays really nasty. But, yeah, keep here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and New Orleans on the clock. I've always mocked a quarterback to New Orleans, Jason. Every mock, if I've ever had New Orleans, I just think they do it. I think it's after that Drew Brees saga. I just think that Lamar Jackson's the best player on the board here quarterback-wise. And there's a couple other names, obviously Hernandez, D.J. Moore. A couple of the tight ends could definitely go here. But with Jackson not getting picked up at this point, I think that there's a no-brainer. They swing the trigger on that.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I don't think there's a better situation for him in the league.
Definitely not.
At this point.
And they're not investing much. They didn't trade up. They're getting a pure guy, talented player at, you know, 27th overall.
Yeah. 28th Pittsburgh. you know, they could use a linebacker, but I just don't think the linebackers are available at this point.
Yeah, they're gone.
And I don't think the receiver talents is great, you know, as other years. I'm going to go with an interesting pick here. They need help across the offensive line. In the interior, I'd go down to Will Hernandez and James Daniels, and I think I will take James Daniels based on being a little more versatile. Okay. Really a center that can move. Definitely his movement skills are his number one thing. And also he won't have to change colors going from Iowa to Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
so, little bonus.
He's a just a guy that would fit in Pittsburgh, Buffalo, any of those, Cleveland, any of those places. I just think, you know, he fits in perfectly in that kind of, you know, scheme. And they're always looking to upgrade the O-line. And that's a good positional value for him, in my opinion. Yep. You're not overpaying. Interior has not really fallen off the board too quickly, which is shocking to me.
But yeah, it's a good group.
I don't know where it's interesting because in Pittsburgh, you'd almost have to see a trade, right? Because they have DeCastro, Pouncey, and Foster.
Yeah, and I'd like to see what those guys are getting paid at this point.
Yeah, that could definitely be a cap casualty after that.
So we've already seen a Pouncey brother go at this point. Because, sure. I was interested by that too, but I have been seeing all across the line people being mocked to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think that they
– So we'll see.
At that spot, you can take anything you want. Jacksonville, like the most likely tight end spot in the world. Just which tight end do you like? Gesicki, Goedert, or Hurst? I think they like Hayden Hurst the best. That's what I've been saying from all the locked on Jacksonville guys. So I'm going to go Hayden Hurst here.
Yeah, it really just comes down to which one it's going to be. But Jacksonville's an interesting spot. Really, the next couple picks, really the last four picks could all go tight end. Sure. Obviously, they're not going to. But even it seemed like New England with Gronk, like now with all of the drama surrounding whether he's going to play or not,
all right,
he could be there too. But
Minnesota probably likes their spot with a couple good players on the board.
Yeah, and they're also a team that needs offensive line help. They're a team that needs secondary help, and there's players at both of those positions. I'm going to go with Connor Williams because he's another guy who's versatile, a tall guy that could be playing tackle or a guard in the league, and I think they need a little help keeping the quarterback up. So yep. I'm going to go Connor Williams from Texas. This probably is going to be later than he'll actually go, but I think this is right about where his talent level is.
Yeah,
I think Minnesota's going to be happy with it.
They're happy with it because they're getting to pick between Hernandez, Williams, and Mike Hughes. So I think that they're in a prime spot to get the guy that they, you know, that they can legitimately say this was a good situation for picking 30th overall.
Yep.
So they're getting a nice quality tackle there or guard tackle. You know, going into New England, they're back on the clock. This is the spot they'll probably do something goofy, quarterback, running back, who knows? But I still got to give them the best value. I think they're the hardest team to really actually know what they're thinking. But mm-hmm. I just think with Mike Hughes on the board, they're going Mike Hughes all day.
Yep, I was definitely thinking Mike Hughes as well. He was fitting well with the team, and
you could flip him and Colton Miller really. So they're in good shape.
Yeah. No, they're probably happy with that draft. 32 is Philadelphia. I think that they want playmakers, and I'm going to give them Sony Michel with the 32nd pick. Those running backs aren't going to be there forever. I think, Ajayi's not the biggest talent. I just think that they want a game breaker, and I think that Sony Michel, the guy who averaged like 8 yards a carry last year at Georgia, would be a very good pick for them. And I think that it would help too that they have a running back or two on the roster, and he would be able to get a low amount of carries to start his career because he really didn't get that many in Georgia. So I think it's a good fit for him, and a Super Bowl winning team goes and gets better and more dynamic.
They can get better and pick a player kind of in the mold of New Orleans with the way they did it with Kamara. I think their only other, if they see this board, you know, they have DJ Moore there. I don't know that they're going to go receiver. Goedert's there, obviously, and Gesicki. They could go tight end, which is probably been rumored there too. So
yep.
They're definitely going with a player to help that offense continue to be good. So that wraps up the mock, Jason. A couple real quickly. Will Hernandez didn't get drafted, 20th overall player. DJ Moore, Justin Reed, and Dale Skoudert are really the top four that did not go in the Lockdown 2.0. Any surprises there?
You know, I think we did a pretty good job. I wouldn't be shocked if any of those guys, didn't go in the first round. I think they're all first-round talents. But, I don't think we really did anything shocking on this draft. I think we're going to go 32 for 32.
I think so, too, right? Is that harder or predicting the NCAA tournament?
I guess the math would say the NCAA tournament. But, we're probably going to get, like, two right.
That's a trend of, like, 50-50s, and this is just straight up,
Yeah. Oh, no, I guess that's true.
So Will Hernandez probably is the first player off the board. Someone might be trading up if, Cleveland isn't interested. In our mock, DJ Moore there too. I think those are two players that immediately come off the board on Friday. Goddard. So it's pretty obvious. A couple teams trading, calling up to trade in, Jason. The Bills ended up scoring Rosen again and Harold Landry. This is our final 2.0 edition of Lockdown Bills mock. Jason, what's going on? Anything going on draft week for you?
Besides watching the draft, no, absolutely nothing. I will be watching the draft. You can find me on Twitter at Jason to the, probably going to watch this thing together.
Yeah, probably.
So, look out for the pods. We're going to try to get a reaction pod, here at Lockdown Bills. And no, I mean, I'm a big ball of anxiety right now. I can't wait for this thing to just be over and figure out who our quarterback's going to be.
I agree. And for back-to-back mocks, the Bills do get Josh Rosen at 12th overall. So
yeah, no trade going to happen.
No trade needed there, and no trade needed for Arizona. So Arizona, I think without trading for Josh Allen, I think as much as you can say what you want about Allen, but at 15, I think they're happy.
Yeah.
Not giving up any future assets. Bills and Arizona come out like bandits. Other teams do too with some of the picks that they were able to select, and even guys like Will Hernandez wouldn't get chosen. So, and the Lockdown 2.0. Catch us once again. We're going to do live reactions on Thursday. We're going to get a pod up as quickly as possible on Thursday. Other than that, Jason, this is Lockdown Bills. I'm Kevin. That's Jason.
Thanks, guys.